Baywatch never had a problem with lifeguards. They always had lifeguards there. But you know what? Elsewhere across Canada, not so much so. You likely heard about the problems Windsor's Adventure Bay has had, even cutting hours during the busy March break because of a lack of lifeguards. Well, Windsor's not alone. It's happening right across the country. Wet and Wild in Toronto is feeling that pain. It hosts some of the biggest water rides in the industry. 45 acres of water slides, rides, and attractions in Toronto. But guess what? They need lifeguards. They face the challenge of finding lifeguards for the upcoming season, too. Susan Krasinga is Director of Sales and Marketing for Wet and Wild Toronto and joins us now. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm very good. You know, it was just before March break when we heard here in Windsor, just at our Adventure Bay, which is our water park here. Not quite as big as Wet and Wild Toronto, but you know what? It's a nice park, but you know what? They found that they just couldn't open for regular hours because they didn't have the people, whether students were, you know, still taking exams or whether there just wasn't enough people who've been certified over the pandemic. So what are you finding? Because I'm assuming you need a lot.
Oh, yes, we do need a lot. And it's actually not a problem just in Canada. Premier Parks, which owns Wet and Wild Toronto, owns quite a few parks in the United States that are already opening. And it's a problem across the board. I don't think I've heard from any water park that isn't saying they are not having a problem hiring lifeguards.
Wow. And of course, here's the thing. You have to have lifeguards. It's a water park, right? So there's pools there and all kinds of things going on. And there needs to be lifeguards who are keeping an eye on everyone to keep them safe.
Right. And we're in a little bit of a different situation as most of the slides are not deep water. So, you know, we don't have to have the deep water lifeguards that have the NL certification. We can train a lot of the lifeguards with just Bronze Cross. So that's what we're going to do this year is we've put a lot of attention since last summer when we had problems of creating our own in-house training. So that's a big thing this year.
Who is it that is, who are lifeguards? What's the average age kind of thing? I mean, I don't think you see too many older people in that career.
No, you definitely don't see older. It's usually, you know, high school to college, university age kids. And then, you know, we get a lot of people that go into lifeguarding because they want to be, you know, paramedics, go into the healthcare industries, or even police officers. We get a lot of people like that go into that field.
Okay, so they get the training for as being a lifeguard kind of first before they move on into some other aspect of kind of emergency response.
Yes, exactly. And it just seems that, you know, after the pandemic when pools were shut down, that a lot of people lost their interest in either maintaining their certification or getting their certification or couldn't even try to because pools were shut down.
Yeah, I would think that was a big part, what I'm hearing. When pools were shut down and, you know, nobody could get trained, that's where everything slowed down. Because even when pools opened up, the courses didn't come on as fast and people weren't rushing to get them. And so it seems like it piled up everywhere that there's just this complete lack.
Yes, because like when we opened in 2021 late and with reduced capacity, you know, we thought maybe the problem with getting lifeguards and staff, for that matter, was because, you know, they were worried about working in a large crowd. 2022, we were still having the problems, and that's when we started looking deeper into what's going on.
And so what did you find that was the biggest problem of trying to get people, even especially now you know you can do some training, but right. Just attracting them to this job?
Well, it's definitely twofold. First of all, the lifeguard certification is difficult. So if you lost interest in being a lifeguard and maybe you played video games a little bit longer and you didn't want to go back for that certification, it's difficult. you know, I can't do the time swim anymore, and before 2020 I could do the time swim, so I understand. But somehow along the way, lifeguarding has just seemed to lost its cool factor for some reason. Like you mentioned Baywatch at the beginning. I remember Baywatch. I remember, wow, what a cool summer job. It doesn't seem to be the cool summer job anymore, and we need to figure out how to get that back.
Yeah, because, you know, how many would you say you need at Wet and Wild Toronto? I mean, you're a huge place.
Right, we need, and we like to staff the same way every day, whether it's good weather or bad. So to get through the summer, we hire 155.
Wow. And of course, you're competing too with the City of Toronto with all its pools and beaches, everything that they need those lifeguards for as well.
And Canada's Wonderlands, 20 minutes down the road. They're experiencing the same problems. We talk, the water park industry is very tiny. We're a small knit family group. So we do talk and share industry practices, what our problems are, and that's why I know it's across the board.
Wow. So everyone's having the same thing, trying to find people to do it. Now, you're saying that you can do the Bronze Cross training. You don't have to go in depth because you don't have the deep pools.
Right.
So, but how long does that take for that training? I mean, it's not like you can just hire somebody this week, group of people, and have them ready to work next week.
No, it's a couple-week process, and we have a couple of people that are our managers here that trained over the last couple years to be instructors. The hard part for us is we're an outdoor facility, and it's cold, so we don't have water in our pools. Even if we did, nobody's going in them. So we have to rent pools to start the training now. But then as soon as the weather turns and we can get water in our pools and get them heated, we'll be doing a lot more training in the park.
Last year, did you find you had to cut back hours, you know, less than you would have liked to just because of that?
We didn't have to cut back hours. We did have to on a couple of really hot days when lifeguards, the breaks are very important. There were a couple of days when it was extremely busy that we had to shut down our Lazy River for about half an hour just to give them an extra break. The Lazy River requires the most number of lifeguards at any one time. So we found that helped, and definitely it wasn't such a big impact on the crowds. We didn't get too much pushback.
Wow. So have you figured out a way this year? Like, are you getting out to schools to try to put that word out there that these jobs are for the grabbing?
Well, we're trying. It's going to sound weird, but we actually are trying with TikTok to bring back the cool factor of the job and hitting that market. You know, our existing lifeguards, we have incentives if they get their friends on board or bring people to training. We're more going from an in-house rule right now of trying to get those folks because we do have a good number of good qualified lifeguards, so we might as well use them to help us instead of just trying to go through like a normal job board.
Any chance of trying to go after anybody who's older than, you know, university age, or is it just not really worth that?
No, I would love to see it. We just don't normally get people applying for a summer position at a water park that are a little bit older, but we'd love to have them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I don't remember ever hearing really outside of post-secondary school of people taking those jobs. So I guess you've got kind of a finite group of people.
Yeah, well, we are finding even for the other positions that some older people are applying for them that we had not had in the past. So that seems to be a different trend as well.
Wow. Well, interesting. Good luck with it this season, Susan. Thanks for talking to us about it.
Oh, thank you, Patty.
That is Susan Kersinga with Wet and Wild Toronto saying that everywhere, not even just Canada, everywhere is finding a shortage of lifeguards. And, you know, we certainly saw that right here in Windsor at Adventure Bay where they had to have shortened hours during the busy March break season. Just the lifeguards aren't there. But it's definitely not a problem alone in Windsor. Wow. So there are jobs out there, though. If you've got kids, one of our listeners says, certification's a big problem. My daughter is certified in Essex but can't work in Windsor as a lifeguard. It makes no sense. Another says, best thing I ever did was take my daughter to swim lessons. Then she went on to lifeguarding jobs. You can never go wrong with swim lessons. Another says, great discipline. Start young. Red Cross program. They earn badges and progress. Very encouraging as they get so excited for every badge they earn. We shall see if we get any more kids starting to clamor out, and maybe it once again becomes the cool summer job. It's